this is a picture of the parking garage, as you can easily tell. There's GC up top, PC on the left side, bookstore on the top side as well. It's, I mean, this is pretty readable, right? This isn't even kind of a disgusting explanation. This is a map of parking garage.
Yeah, I mean, just, you can orient them.
All right. Now, the next one.
Next one after that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to ask you if you were standing there. Were you standing at point one? Yes, I was standing at point one when the police found us and so on. During the incident, okay, or when we were found, were you standing at point one on the third floor? Yes, where we were standing. It's imperative that we make that clear because the
next page, on
the next page you'll see it. On the next page you'll see it. It's imperative you say it because on the next page, then he's got an option. Where were you standing? You know, right before you came up. And I've got pictures for each and every one of those.
Nice.
Okay. Except for location 2, I have location 9, but if it's location 2, it'll be beautiful because I'll be able to say, all right, that's behind the building. What did you see? What did you hear? did you hear it over there? Why didn't you check over there? I mean, and then I think the last page I've got is the trash can on the fifth floor.
We should ask this guy a question in Spanish.
We should ask him before and after.
We should switch. We should say all the mean questions in English, all the nice questions in Spanish. You know, it's like, hola, oficial, policía. How would you say like officer in Spanish?
I would have to say oficial, right?
Oficial.
I mean, that sounds. You wouldn't say policía because that's.
Yeah, oficial. Yeah, oficial. Because I mean, like, if it's a detective, you just say like, yeah, detective. You know, like,
detective. So. It makes it sound better because oficial is also, it sounds very, that's what you would want to tell someone, you know, in fascist Argentina, you know, like that's, or in fascist Chile, that's oficial.
Yeah, oficial, yeah. Yeah, I actually, like,
you don't call your best friend oficial. Like, that's.
Do you know where the term fascism comes from?
No.
Like, I was watching Rome with my dad, that miniseries, it was like a show, like a full length HBO show, and, There's a staff, like a huge staff,
right,
with the eagle, okay, which is like the, it's like, I forgot the name for the actual like emblem, but it's some particular thing that signifies the legion, you know, signifies the Caesar, and it's called the fascia.
Oh, okay.
So like that staff is a symbol of state, so fascism.
State.
Yeah.
Caesar, it's awesome.
Caesar, yeah. So, like, he told me about that. I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I didn't know that.
Now I just have to start calling it fascist instead of a communist. Like, just the ridiculousness of it. Like,
there's no difference. That's the thing. As my friend always brings up, is like, if you take, like, the two polar extremes are curved, you know. So, at the high point of the curve, they're at opposite ends. But as you get lower on the curve or higher on the curve, they start to converge.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Because think about it, you know, fascist Italy and communist Soviet Union, not that different, yeah. You know?
But they fought.
Right. So I mean, you know what I mean? So it's, what's the difference? You know, it's a state governed.
It's the name of the brand, man.
Yeah, it's a government. Yeah, well, it's not state; it's government. You know, it's management. Yeah, it's whatever. You know, so. But.
I shot an AK yesterday.
I was gonna ask you that. I was gonna ask you about the guns.
Where are you gonna ask me? That was delicious. That was amazing. I have a bruise on my shoulder right now from the rifle that I shot. You ever seen the movie Enemy at the Gates?
Yes.
The Russian one. You know the rifle he has.
Yes.
Super accurate, gigantic man rifle he's mm-hmm. got. I shot that.
Man rifle.
Destroyed my shoulder.
Nice.
It literally felt like the second I pulled the trigger, there was a small like gnome, right, at the 100-yard mark, who ran over and then punched me in the shoulder and ran back behind the target.
Nice.
It's red, like, from here to here. Nice. Beautiful. Derek shot it one time, and he's got this black and blue bruise.
Nice. What's that called? The
recoil.
Recoil. I was going to say backlash.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing. But when you're talking about guns, it's recoil.
Right.
After that, I shot the AK like, maybe 100 times. And that was nothing. That was compared to that first rifle, that was nothing.
You have to see Lord of War, because Lord of War, like, the centerpiece weapon in Lord of War is the AK, the Kalashnikov. You know, and, like, he goes into this monologue about, like, all the benefits of a Kalashnikov. I mean, it's like, it's the weapon. It's
you,
like,
you know how I mean, I'm sure you know this, but you know they marketed the Kalashnikov first time around. The first time they marketed it, they said, "I can clear a soccer field with 400 men, like that's filled with 400 men with 10 of mine. Give me 10 Kalashnikovs and 10 men, and I will clear a football field of 400 people."
Jesus.
How long, they asked? 4 seconds.
4 seconds. What do the other guys have?
Oh, nothing.
Have rocks?
You have 4 seconds to throw a rock. You know, you never...
Tirando piedra.
You know, I realized yesterday why people don't use full auto when they shoot. And it's because I heard someone shoot an AK full auto 30 rounds. It took about 4 seconds. The entire magazine, gone. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Done. There was a whole magazine. They've now wasted 30 rounds of ammunition, probably costing $20 in force. 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, if you have your target in place, I mean, you want to unleash, do it. Go full auto. But
That's why they use 3-round burst. That's why they use 3-round. And the 3-round burst is pretty fast. It's da-da-da. But at least with 3-round, you hit in the same place.
Yeah.
I was shooting it shot by shot with the Kalashnikov at 25 yards. This was the spray. You know? This was the area I was hitting. This is not an accurate gun at all. The other rifle, on the other hand, is. The only problem is after you shoot it once, you don't want to shoot it again. So the first time you shoot, you hit dead on the mark. But the next time you shoot, you kind of like anticipate and you start getting nervous. Like it's so funny. I'm holding it and I can see my breath moving into the gun a little by little. And then I put my finger on the trigger, and I know it's going to hurt me. And then you see my rifle start doing this. Pretty funny. It's an experience, man. You should come.
Did you fire anything smaller than a rifle? Or?
No, I fired a really crappy rifle. Derek's rifle. It's a 22. It sounds like tack, tack, tack.
So it fits Derek's personality. It's just kind of like a tack, tack, tack.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Tack, tack, tack. I asked Claudio, and he says he's down to oversee today's proceedings with Sam and stuff.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I think he's gonna offer a good perspectives, like good notes. Like, I didn't talk to him too much yesterday about it. I just brought it up. Like,
you know, I figure for the first hour we can just get the questions out of the way. It might take an hour. Just write down all the questions, all of them, everything we come up with, and then we have 2 hours to kind of practice.
Yeah, we can role play. We can, he can be a character. You know, just he can be the officer. You can be the officer. So.
And he takes 3 different shots at him. I mean, he can lie the first time or tell the truth the second time. Are you gonna turn off your thing?
My what?
Your little.
No, I'm charging it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I got nervous today, man. I went upstairs. I need to get there early on Wednesday because I was I got a little nervous, you know. So, I mean, I think it's just jitters that are gonna go away within like the 5 minutes. I just need to like breathe in the musk of that room, you know. Just
you're talking about the jitters you get when you go up there.
Yeah, like just inside
every single time.
Yeah, I saw the woman. I saw the director.
You saw the dark Sith Lord.
She looked okay. She looked like somebody that's not gonna. I didn't see the dark force like emanating from her. I
didn't see it either until we sat down. She just goes, what's her name? Stephanie, right? She goes up to Stephanie. She's like, no, I'll take him. So what? And then when we sat down, she started telling me some stuff. She seemed okay, and then I started asking questions, and she would immediately just like, you know, kind of shift and go, and then give me an answer, and then kind of keep going, and then I'd ask some question, she'd give me an answer. It's really weird.
She'd give you an answer in that face, or wouldn't give you an answer?
Yeah, like in that face. Well, she would give me an answer sometimes. She would also use that face to dodge me. So she kind of like, her face gets stone cold when she's trying to dodge people.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to kill her with kindness. You know, just
oh yeah,
it's like, hello, you know, how's it going? I mean, like, you know, very, you know, I have no problem being kind to the police. I mean, kind to whoever, because this is all about survival. So, this is right. I will shake hands. I will like do whatever it takes, because when it's all said and done, you know, I can hate whoever I want to hate at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
I'm 24 years old. I'm 25. I'm 25 years old. Like, I can hate whoever I want for the rest of my life. Like, these 3 hours are big. So, I mean, I'm not gonna be anything above and beyond courteous, above and beyond respectful. I mean, that's my main thing. I want to be respectful, because again, like, whether the officers, I mean, I think she deserves respect just as an individual, but whether the officers deserve respect or not is not a matter of intrinsically. It's a matter of in the proceedings. The proceedings have to be treated with respect, because given that it's so wishy-washy, given that it's so shifty and unstructured, respect is going to factor in.
Yeah.
You know, if we're aggressive, if we're, you know, asshole-ish, if we're, yeah, whatever, then...
You gotta... Yeah. Can you just, if possible, can you just, like, tap me or something? Or don't make it too public, but just do something when I'm getting aggressive. Because I know that when I question people, maybe the first 15 minutes is good, but I do feel like I'm hunting them down when I get the...
Yeah, and crack my fingers or something.
Okay.
Just watch for that. Watch me crack my fingers, you know, just calm down.
Okay.
And again, like it'll probably be you ask a question, and then I ask a question, and then Sam's ask a question. So I don't think you're going to be allowed to ask, like, consecutive questions. It's going to be you, me, Sam. You, me, Sam. Like that. Okay? So, which is good, because then, you know, you're thinking about your next question.
We have time.
So. Yeah, I was looking at this trash can right now, and I'm thinking, like,
looks like R2-D2, doesn't it?
It looks like R2-D2, yes. It looks like, you know, like a coked out, you know.
Like, drunk.
Yeah, like technology has passed him by. He's an inebriated, just like washed up machine, and he's just like, he's vacant, like his whole face is just like, he's missing like half his operating system. And he's just like.
He hasn't had an upgrade in years. I mean, just look at this guy.
But yeah, I'm thinking how to say trash can in Spanish. You know, it's like, I mean, how do you say trash
can?
Basurero. It's the same thing. You know, but it's like, again, like that compound in English. You know, it's just like, you're not gonna find it in Spanish. You know, trash can. It's trash and it's a can. You know, it's trash can. Like in Spanish, it's just like, no, it's one item. It's basurero.
Basurero. That's what it. Yeah, that's actually something I like about Spanish. It really combines a lot of words. It's not. Of the, it's just del. That's right, just de, el, whoosh, slap them together, del.
Yeah.
So much more efficient, I think, some of the time. Because when you take accents and stuff into play, those acentos can be pretty.
Yeah, but in English, you have what they, I mean, what I'm going to call right now, like prepositional adverbials becoming adjectives. So you have, again, like a professor of French, say French professor. Whereas in Spanish, you don't have that. There is
de.
Yeah, profesor de francés. If you say profesor francés,
it means a French, like,
yes,
literally from France.
Yeah. Yeah. So that it's disambiguated. In English, you have that ambiguous possibility because of the way you can put place.
Modifiers. That's actually another reason why I prefer to write in English as to writing in Spanish, because English does allow you to be a little ambiguous, which means you can have so many more double meanings at times. Makes it interesting.
But again, as a journalist, you've told me that they actually want disambiguation. Like, so.
Oh, well, I'm talking about, like, when I write, like, poetry or music. No,
right,
when
right.
It comes to journalism, I want crystal clear.
Yeah.
In that case, Spanish would be a little better, but it's longer. Little things like that really lengthen an article. You don't know how many times I'm like, the professor of France, that bunch. French professor. Yeah, this, see, I don't imagine this R2-D2 having beeps. I see it having like a Tom Waits.
Man, like, I've been like nauseous all day, like, just thinking about this crap. Like, I don't have my test results yet, so, you know, like I was actually telling Anna that, like, you know, the way I cope with any of this, she still doesn't know about Wednesday, but. The way I cope with any of this is that I take it.
I didn't tell her.
Because there's no point.
No, I know there's no point. And you being a man of efficiency will obviously not tell her if there's no point.
Yeah. Like,
you
know, I told,
when she finds out, she's gonna want to kill you.
I don't know if she's ever gonna find out. It's, I mean, unless like I get screwed over. You know?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna really downplay it, you know, like, because again, my whole idea is that
it was always no big deal.
It was always no big deal, you know. And again, like, had she been here, I would have told her. Because I told her about the event. I told her that the evening that it happened, I spoke to her, and I was like, you know, like, this shit happened or whatever. And she's like, oh, that really sucks, you know. But I just never brought it up again, you know. Like, I never told her when I got a hearing notice. I never told her about any of that, you know.
She's going to bring it up on Wednesday afternoon. Hey, you never told me what happened with that.
You're kidding, right?
She what?
Yeah, I'm like, you're kidding, right? You are joking.
Do you like this picture? You see this one?
That's nice, yeah. Say it again. Actually, I have my own copy.
You have your own copy.
We should number these. Like,
that's actually what I was going to tell you right now. I'm going to start numbering them now.
Yeah, this brings me to the topic that I've been wanting to talk about. One of the days that I went to Gordon Biersch, like, this isn't even, you know, supreme, but.
No, it's just.
It's solid, it's solid.
Don't you love this picture? Don't you love this picture? What do you see?
that's the door. That's the main, like, entrance door.
Yeah. And what's interesting, I will ask, what did you see? And I took these two pictures very quickly.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
The pump results, I'm waiting for Dr. Thompson.
Okay.
The other part is fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Phonetics was low pass.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay.
And phonology was irregular.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
I'll let you know when the full results.
Okay. There you go.
You're a little less nervous then?
A little bit nervous.
All right, check it out. I took these quickly enough so that I could ask him to describe what he sees through that window.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's actually in that window. So he's like, I see a light. There might be a car. There's another car.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please be more descriptive? Could you tell me the color of the car? You tell me which way the car is going. You tell me it's the front or the back of the car. Tell me all these descriptions, and I'll be like, "Well, this is what it actually looked like, and these are the things you did not include." So if you say that you saw us throwing something, that's funny. There could have been a man standing right out there. You couldn't see him. So that's anyway. Yeah, we should start numbering them. If you don't mind helping me, I brought a pen.
Sure.
I'm going to number.
This is your first one too. These two people.
The thing is, they're not in order, so we can just tell from the photo where each one is.
Okay.
So let's just try this. Put the map upside down. If you don't mind, actually, this might be easier for you. For me, I'm just gonna. Put these close to each other, kind of like if I'm putting a map on paper. This one's closer.
Yeah, this is number one set, and then we'll just mimic the other set. Yeah. It's
yeah. Looks orange.
But anyways, that picture that you took, that brings me up to like that one day that I went to Gordon Biersch, and I remember this long lost like Spanish term, you know, which was vacilar. Have you ever heard that?
Vacilar.
Yeah. Vacilar a alguien?
No.
Oh man, like that is like such an awesome word, because the thing about vacilar is that it means to take in visually. Okay? It also means to have fun. So it could just mean like, yeah, it's like being merry, you know, like having fun, having a good time. Like living it up, you know?
That's funny, I'm almost confused being merry with being married.
No, no, what'd you say? No, being merry.
What? So unlike
you. Yeah, me, yes. So the whole idea was that, but like vacilar, it has this extra component, like built into the word of processing. So it's not just visual. It's not, because see, you can't directly translate it to checking it out. It's checking out. Like I checked out that girl. You can't say like I checked her. It's not quite the same. It's there's an aspectual. There's an aspectual component. Aspectual means like it's more complex. So it's not just I went to the store, it's like I have gone to the store. So you have the complexity of perfective tense, you know? So vacilar is like I am checking her out, and I am in the process of checking her out. So I am taking her in. It's like I am drinking I am drinking her sight visually. I am drinking the sight of her.
Vacilar?
Vacilar, yeah.
Oye, la estoy vacilando.
La estoy vacilando, yeah. Oh, me gusta vacilarte.
Me gusta vacilarte.
I mean, that's really direct, you know? It's,
that's...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, vacilé esta niña otro día, yeah, like that. It's like... But it's just like I took her in. It didn't just check her. It's a renewing process of checking out. It's like checking out for an extended period of time, you know, taking it all in.
You know, I can't imagine that has the same effect in English. I mean,
no, it doesn't.
Vacilando, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I'm inspecting you.
Yeah. No, there's no.
Wow. So there isn't that authoritative.
No. It's very fluid. You know, it's very like just, you know, take it in. You know, it's like a full. It's like opening up the lens. You know, like. To the, you know, the slowest shutter speed, just letting the entire image, you know, like just materialize, you know, just.
It's new vocabulary.
It's a serious word. I mean, I'm obsessed with it. I'm just like there's no equivalent. I mean, you'd have to say I'm scanning you, I'm checking you out, I'm taking you in, taking the sight of you in. You know, I am comparing you to, like, the, you know, the schema that I have in my head. Like, all these things are contained within that one word, yeah?
Thank you. What brought this up at Gordon Beer's?
No, like, I'm driving on down the street, and I see this woman, you know? It's like, then I just, like, turn to Claudia. It's like, this word, just a word, you know, for this, you know, for, like, the type of... Because, like, we checked her out on the way over there, on the way back, like, because we had to do a U-turn.
Oh,
so, I mean, I got the full view, just the full view. I'm just like... It's like I've taken this woman in. I understand, you know, various aspects of her personality. You know, like, I mean, visually, purely visual.
Of her visual personality. That's yes. That's the best euphemism.
Visual persona. Right? I'd say a visual persona. Like, I mean, there is a difference in persona and personality. But again, like, and then like, you can turn it. You can turn it right around and make it an activity. You know, like hay que vacilar. Which means like. In a general sense, you know, life has to be enjoyed, you know, like take in life, you know, take in a joyous activity, yeah. So
isn't it funny how that word mixes disfrutar and inspectar?
Disfrutar y qué?
Disfrutar, right? Examinar,
like, yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if there's some, I mean, you would know this better than I would, if there's something in history, something that happened that somehow brought those two words together. If it was fun to inspect, when was it fun to check out?
It's just that natural curiosity, you know?
Satisfaction, curiosity.
Yeah.
Americans have no curiosity.
The thing is, again, I do find myself victim to or subject to that clinical approach to vision.
You know,
vision, like my visual filter is a clinical mechanism. It's an inspection mechanism. You know, you lose some of that pleasure. You know, like there's pleasure in sight. You know, like, and like I look at a mountainside and like there's no pleasure. You know, it's like a shape. You know, it's shapes and the only thing I'm trying to do is figure out how it all works together. But I don't get that hit. You know, but like remembering that word and remembering Barcelona and like I think like. That does happen to me with women, at least, you know, like certain things like really catch my eye, you know.
You need to take a photography class with a detective professor. You need to take a photography class. Make you see things differently. Make you see your shapes differently. If you take the right professor, this guy Bill McGuire. Not that you would ever take his class, but
yeah, Veronica's told me about him. Like, She was friends with him, ex-girlfriend. You met her.
I met her.
I think like
yes.
a couple times. Yeah.
Yes.
Gordon Beer, stuff like that.
Yes, I remember Gordon Beer. Actually, I said the same thing, and you brought it up the same way. You're like, you met her, you know, many times. Well, let's see. Help me out here. This is three, right? I'm looking at it upside down, but three. This is close enough to be three. This would have to be four. This would have to be four as well. This is kind of a general area. Okay, this is definitely three.
You know how to say hairline in Spanish?
I remember, like, my dad shouting at my mom when I was, like, 6 years old, Mr. Olindo Calvo, God, over and over again. Maldita sea, ¿qué me está pasando? No, hairline. What do you ever say about hairline?
I mean, I know there's like in Spanish there's entradas, which is just like the, you know, like it's these areas here, like, yeah, to the sides, like going further in, you know. So
we've been over this. Didn't we talk about this at Dunkin' Donuts?
What about it?
I think you asked me how to say hairline in Spanish, and I was like, I don't know, but I know about the entrances, and you're like, yeah, las entradas.
Oh, did we? I don't remember.
I could have sworn you brought it up then. I have no idea how to say hairline. Spanish dictionary over here?
Do not have a Spanish dictionary. Not that I know of. Maybe I'm not going to look for any of this. No, don't worry about it. But,
hairline. I wonder where the word calvo comes from.
Calvo, I don't know. I have no idea.
Bald. There's some base term.
I don't know. So this is 3. I'm going to say this is kind of the same area as 3. This would have to be 4.
So you're 3? 2 3s?
Yeah, because I'm doing general area. Okay. I had to make these numbers big enough so that they could see it.
I see what you're saying. So I see you're grouping it area-wise. Okay.
And then we'd be like, so where were you standing on these two? Do you remember what it looked like? Or does this what it looked like? And I can pick. Yeah. I don't want him to be like, well, standing in 3, but a little bit more to the right. Okay, well, here you go.
Yeah, this is the benefit of a joint hearing, where, like, we present this once. There's no need to do it over and over again.
Just over and over and over again, yeah. What did Clinton Harris say?
He didn't say anything. I mean, I told him, like, you know, we should get together after it's all said and done. I mean, he wrote me the 2 letters and stuff. He wrote me, I mean, one of them I'm just going to turn in, the other one I guess I'll get to read, because I've never read, like, any letter that anyone's ever written me, so.
Really?
Yeah, these, like, recommendations, they're always, like, sealed, so.
By the way, don't think that you're going to get away with taking away the poetry book. It goes right back on my pen.
No, it's in my car. I noticed it, I was like, oh, crap, man.
I noticed it. I sat down on the piano yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to put... Hey, where's my poetry book?
It hadn't been touched, though, because, like, I left it on the same page.
I have been reading it.
Really?
Yes.
Since I showed you that poem? Cause, like,
a while back, yeah.
Because it's... I showed you that poem, and, like, I left it on that page.
Actually, I tend to get books and leave them exactly as they are, which is probably why my book collection is, like... I don't know if you noticed this. It doesn't have creases in the middle. My books don't have creases. Because if I find them on a certain page or I find them in a certain condition, I leave it as it is. So
I damage my books. I almost got, like, a certain joke out of it, you know, like a slight damage. You know, like, it's been read. It's been. I mean, if I had to choose, like, if I could keep it in perfect form, yeah, but I like to bend my books back and write on them and take notes and carry them everywhere. And if I have big cargo pockets, put them in big cargo pockets.
Is going to be in 4 areas. Well, I'm pretty sure we can have 2 pictures for every area, so he can't say, you know, it was a little bit north of that. I'm not going to fall into your trap.
Your trap, yeah. Yes, we're the ones saying trap.
Oh, yeah.
Trappists.
We're absolute trappists.
Fur trappers, yeah. We're trapping FIU police, you know.
Yeah. That'd be a nice way to get rid of them.
Yeah. And again, don't ask your questions too quickly. You know, like right now, you're like rapid fire, like 4 questions, you know? And that's just like it's just gonna make him an enemy, you know, and it's gonna make the director an enemy. But, you know, we want.
Isn't it disgusting that if we make one the enemy, the other goes too? Like, really, of course. It really will work like this.
I want them to. I want to be as respectful as possible, because I want to give them no reason. Again, like if we remain calm and they become agitated, like especially the police officer, like, you know, officer, please, like. Or, you know, or point to the right, like, directly. I mean, I'm just trying to ask a question. Like, yeah, I don't desire that anyone become agitated. You know, so I mean, if we can make him lose his cool, that's great. You know? But, like, we don't lose our cool.
No, we can't. We can't. This is 7. This is going to be 7 as well. No, 7.
I need to be careful with Sam interrupting. I mean, I've never seen Sam in this type of scenario, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I know in purely conversational settings, Sam has no concept of interruption.
Like, nope.
He would just jump in. Jump right in. I have something to say.
Sam will have nothing to say from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock unless we ask him so.
Yeah, we should definitely include him, though. Cause, like,
he's part of it, of course.
Because if we don't include him, then she's going to start, like, taking it upon herself to include him.